As we're joined by Monica Nyman. Monica, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me back.
Well, very good. Well, let's first off, let's talk a little bit. We'll start with just the St. Louis District Dairy Council itself and kind of what the organization is about. I guess a lot of education, number one.
Yeah, so we are a organization that is funded by local dairy farmers. Our goal is really to educate people, consumers, kids, health professionals, really about how dairy fits into a healthy diet. So with that, we have several different categories of initiatives that we work with throughout the year. Lots of resources, lots of programs that we offer to our 131 county territory. So I'm the furthest north. I cover about 27, soon to be about almost 37 counties here in central Illinois.
Because you need more.
Because I love it so much. So we're sort of expanding our territories just a little bit per educator. But I've been with the organization now for almost 11 years. I love working on behalf of dairy farmers. They're very hard workers, and so anything that I can do to educate people, answer their questions, talk about dairy, how it fits, those are things I do each and every day.
Well, March is Nutrition Month. Here we are in the middle of March, Nutrition Month, National Nutrition Month. Let's talk about this, and I guess the role that the dairy plays in nutrition and what Nutrition Month is about.
Sure. So National Nutrition Month is basically a month long education sort of promotion that is created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So when you go to school to be a registered dietitian, there's lots of steps that maybe no one told me 20 years ago. when I started this process, but we're all part of the Academy of Nutrition, and so they have a lot of resources and education that support our field. And so back in 1973, it was a week long, and then it developed into a month long celebration. So this a few days ago, we celebrated Dietitian Day. And so if you check out our Facebook page, which is STL Dairy Council, we do have a picture. All of our nutrition educators are registered dietitians. My director, she did take the photo. She's also a dietitian. So I'll just give a little shout out to Margie in the St. Louis office. But basically, you know, when I first started my career as a dietitian, a lot of students just went into clinical work in the hospital, but this field has expanded enormously over the 20 years that I've been practicing. So you'll find dietitians not only in hospitals, but wellness centers, gyms, grocery stores, and then, of course, as I mentioned, all of the nutrition educators with our organization are registered dietitians.
Well, of course, then looking like, you know, professional sports teams, college athletic programs.
Yes.
there's dietitians there as
there,
well.
There's opportunities in a lot of new places. And I think as Americans become more interested in health and wellness, I think our field is going to continue to grow.
Monica Nyman is a senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. National Nutrition Month, the month of March. All right, so you have a theme each year. This year's theme, Fuel for the Future. Let's talk about this theme.
Okay, so Fuel for the Future basically means it's the importance of fueling your body no matter what age you are, but also kind of thinking about what you're doing today, how that's going to impact the future, including the environment. So I use the term food as fuel. It's kind of like putting gasoline into your car. If you're not feeding yourself properly, you're not going to function properly. So if that sort of resonates with anyone, a few examples are eating empty calories, drinking a lot of sugary drinks. You know, those are not going to fuel all of the things that are going on in your body. You have to really take care of yourself to be in good health. So I did want to mention the myplate.gov is a website that houses a lot of really great basic nutrition, like Nutrition 101, if you're interested in what foods fit into what food group, depending on your age, what do I really need to be eating every day? That website is really helpful for people just to get started. Again, that is myplate.gov.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this Fuel for the Future. And what, you know, part of it, you talk about fueling your body and, you know, not using the empty calories, but just even, you know, I know there was a time, not so much now, but that people is like, I need to lose weight. I'm just going to starve myself. That doesn't do you any good. Then your body is actually saving up, storing the fat because it thinks it needs it because you're not fueling it. And there's, again, where the fuel comes in.
That's right. So, you know, we talk in the nutrition world. That's always something that I've heard, you know, people just, they deprive themselves, right. basically. That's just the mentality of I'll eat less and then my body will just magically lose this weight. You know, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And so, you know, just really trying to evaluate. I always tell people small changes over time, those are going to make the biggest impact because you get used to that as part of your lifestyle. No fad diet, no just magic pill is going to cure anyone's issues. You really have to just work towards it and set small goals for yourself.
Well, Fuel for the Future, one of the things is talked about eating with the environment in mind. What is,
yes.
kind of explain that.
Okay, so when we talk about eating with the environment in mind, the first thing is trying to buy things local, shop local if possible. You know, that saves on transportation costs, fuel, that sort of thing. But it can also help food costs down. Now, there's not really a definition for local. You'll see that in your grocery stores. What I see is it'll tell you the farm it's from and maybe how many miles away it is, but there's not an actual definition of the word local. We typically think of fruits and vegetables. You probably have people around here that sell their produce, farmers markets, things like that. But dairy is also a local food because it's very perishable. So it can't just be traveling all across the country. I mean, there's a certain amount of time where, you know, it expires. And so don't forget that all the milk that you're buying in the grocery store is actually a local product. We tell people to buy things that have minimal packaging. If you think about recycling, that's one thing that you can do for the environment now to sort of set us up for a good future is by recycling now, buying in bulk, putting it in smaller containers at home just to save on that. I'm always really surprised. We do recycles in Bloomington Normal every 2 weeks. Our ginormous container is entirely full. Just from recycling. So yeah. If that's something that you guys, everybody can do at home just to help, you know, save the environment. And then if you have the space, okay, the space, the time, and the patience, growing a small garden, you know, trying to do a little bit of herbs or maybe a zucchini squash, I find they grow anywhere. And so just trying to grow your own food is another example of just eating with the environment in mind if you're able to do that.
Yeah, nothing better than those fresh things out of your own
garden.
I know. Right? Monica Nyman, she is a senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. March, National Nutrition Month. All right, so another point here, stay nourished and save money. Those two don't seem to always go together when you're looking at, again, especially like fad diets or whatever. The diet foods
right.
are always way more expensive. And some people, to eat healthy, I got to spend more. Well, that's not what this was really talking about.
Right. So, you know, right now we're all feeling the prices at the grocery store hitting us in the pocketbook. Yeah. And so sometimes people will say, well, I'm not going to buy the fruits and vegetables because they're maybe a little bit more expensive. I'll buy the empty calorie snacks to put in my lunch because it's less money. But this is a point. If you don't remember anything that Monica says today, remember this. The food that you're eating is nourishing your body. So think about using food as medicine. So in our world right now, our insurance companies pay for things if you have a disease or a condition, but they don't tend to pay for prevention of that. For you going to see a dietitian, I know that I work in this field, your insurance company typically doesn't pay for prevention and education, but then if you get type 2 diabetes, then they're going to pay
for
you.
Then we'll take care of it.
Then
yeah.
we're going to pay for you to go see the dietitian. Yeah. That does not make any sense to me. So trying to think about your world as using the things that you're eating as medicine now to prevent type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart disease, renal, like all the different things that happen, and that food affects all of those different things. So a couple things related to that again is buying things that are healthy. So I'm from the Dairy Council. I know that dairy foods offer a really nice nutritional package. Anytime you're buying milk, cheese, or yogurt, you're getting lots of nutrition. Make sure you're planning your meals and snacks. I try to tell people don't go to the grocery store hungry. You tend to put lots of things in there that maybe weren't
on. That looks good. Let me grab it. Yeah.
Oh, have you done that before?
Never.
I didn't think so. Okay. So plan things out. You know, you can try to shop the sales when purchasing food. Purchase in bulk. It's typically a little bit less expensive. And then there's also a lot of community resources. I know, I'm sure here in the Galesburg area, you have probably different food banks, the health department, the WIC program, the SNAP program. So if you're someone who needs a little bit of extra help with that, there are a lot of resources out there. So make sure that you take advantage of that, because we want you to stay nourished but also save money at the same time.
You know, we talk a lot about dairy with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, but, you know, it's all about, when you talk about eating healthy, eating from all the food groups, which obviously the food pyramid now, it's changed from what, you know, it used to be. Talk about that and why it's so important to kind of make sure you hit all those food groups.
Sure. So every single food group, and as a reminder, those are fruits, vegetables, whole grains, your proteins, and then your dairy. All of those different food groups provide something for your body, something that is essential that your body needs to function. And so when you cut out an entire food group, and I see this with mostly fad diets, people say, oh, I'm not eating this or that, or I'm only eating this. You lose out on so many important nutrients. Again, to fuel your body, you're missing out on all of those. So just kind of keep that in mind. You can eat foods in all different forms. It doesn't have to always be fresh. You can get canned, you know, vegetables, frozen, dried. You know, don't feel like you have to buy fresh all the time, because you're still getting lots of really good nutrition in all different types of forms. And then again, with the dairy food group, one thing that I love about it, it's so easy for me to talk about, because dairy foods pair well with every other food group, and you can eat them for every single meal or snack. There's something that you can find in the dairy case for every single person in your family to be able to get your three servings each and every day.
Well, I suppose if you look at, you know, for instance, with broccoli, okay, I don't like it, but if I dip it in the ranch dip, if you like it, then you're still getting that nutritional value from the broccoli.
Exactly.
You're still getting that what you need from it.
Or you can sprinkle a little cheese on it.
Right.
It's okay
to
do that, even for your kids. It's okay to add something to that vegetable, because you're getting so much nutrition. You know, if you put cheese on it, you're getting calcium and protein on top of the fiber and the antioxidants that broccoli is giving you. So, yes, that's totally fine to do that. It's just really all about finding balance and how to make it more flavorful. You want to eat food that tastes good, and you can do that and still eat very healthy.
Monica Nyman is a senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. The month of March is National Nutrition Month. Well, you know, not all of us are great chefs, but talk about some ways to maybe come up with different ways of making some tasty, healthy meals at home.
Sure. So I always say you're never too old to learn some new skills. And so learning how to do some cooking or meal preparation, really, that's what it kind of boils down to, is really important. So get out the recipes. Everything is at your fingertips. I use Pinterest a lot for recipe ideas. And then, you know, I'm able to organize it and save the ones my family likes or delete the ones that they don't like. And so those recipes and tips are really at your fingertips. Try something new ethnic, you know, some new ethnic food that maybe you had at a restaurant. You can try making those dishes at home. You can modify the ingredients, you know, add some different seasonings or vegetables to them to kind of bulk them up a little bit. I'm a big fan of batch cooking, and so I'll make a large amount of something and then either turn it into other things or freeze it and then pull it back out a week later. That way I'm spending less time in the kitchen. That's, you know, people don't want to come home from work. They don't want to spend an hour cooking. I don't want you to have to do that either. I don't want to do that. And so I have a recipe this month called the turkey sweet potato skillet, and I made this for my family. It was really delicious. But this is an example. I would make a double batch of this. I honestly may even make a triple batch of it, because then I can use it for at least two meals and then maybe a lunch or two for myself within like a week or a week and a half.
Thanksgiving year round.
Right? Yeah, I mean, but you know what? The spices that are in it doesn't make it taste like, even though it's sweet potatoes and turkey, it doesn't have a Thanksgiving taste to it. So definitely check it out on our website. It's a delicious recipe. So, and then again, eating together as a family. I think I've done interviews in the past where the entire interview talks about just the benefits of eating together. Yeah. And so that's something also that is important. And you need to make it as a priority for cooking at home so that you can eat with your family.
Yeah. We talked earlier about being a registered dietitian and, you know, how the kind of our backwards system as far as insurance. And this is something for preventing disease. How would you find out where or about a registered dietitian if you'd like to talk to them? I mean, would you be possibly your local doctor's office, hospital? Where do you find these people?
Right. So there are dietitians that work sort of in the private practice setting.
Okay.
And so those you can do like a Google search of dietitians in the area that may do that. But my suggestion for people here in the area, if you're interested in seeing a dietitian, you just need to get a referral from your physician.
Okay.
So your primary care, if you're wanting to learn about just healthy eating, maybe weight loss, if you have celiac disease or some kind of an allergy that you need help with, diabetes, heart disease, dietitians are trained in all of those different types of specific diets. And we know what types of foods to recommend, meal plans to put you on, carbohydrate counts to put you on, those sort of things. So just go through your primary doctor. I know there are dietitians here in the area that do outpatient counseling because I've met them before. And so you can just schedule an appointment with them. And then, of course, depending on your insurance, that's another whole subject. But you do need a doctor referral. So,
Monica Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. So how can we find some more information on National Nutrition Month and I guess healthy eating in general?
Sure. So I have a couple different resources for you. First, I'll start with my organization, the St. Louis District Dairy Council. On our website, you can find all of the information I've talked about today, including that delicious turkey sweet potato skillet recipe. Our website is stldairycouncil.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and that handle is STL Dairy Council. And then quickly, two other resources, because it is National Nutrition Month, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, that website is eatright.gov, and it has valuable resources, healthy eating tips, all different types of information, maybe something that you've never checked out before, but you can learn a lot from those different articles. And then finally, I mentioned earlier the myplate.gov. That again gives you caloric levels, what you need based on your age. It goes through all the portion sizes, what is considered in the dairy food group. So again, just kind of basic nutrition 101, get online, educate yourself, try to make some changes. And hopefully everybody can do a little something to, again, fuel themselves for the future.
STLDairyCouncil.org, MyPlate.gov, EatRight.gov, and some great sources. And, of course, on the St. Louis District Dairy Council's website, that great recipe, turkey sweet potato skillet. You mentioned the different spices. I see the chili powder, the cumin, the minced garlic. And, that'll give it definitely not going to taste like Thanksgiving.
It's not going to taste like Thanksgiving, but I promise you it's actually very, very delicious, and it's pretty easy to make. So,
Monica Nyman, Senior Nutrition Educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Monica, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.